Shalom everybody, this is Rabbi Gershom Toretzky for this week's Sem Torah. It's a pleasure to be here sharing Torah with you from afar. Reading through this week's Parsha, Parshas Truma, we find that three of the Kelim of the Mishkan contain a Zer Zahav Saviv, a golden crown surrounding them. The Aron, in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Yud begins by telling us, the Torah tells us, Vasu Aron Atzei Shitim, Amatayim L'chetzi Arko, Vama V'chetzi Rachbo, Vama V'chetzi Komato. The Torah begins by telling us the dimensions of the Aron, and then the Pasuk tells us in Yud Aleph, V'tzipito Oto Zahav Tahor, you should cover the Aron in pure gold, Mibayit U'michut Titzapenu, V'asita Alav Zer Zahav Savip. So one of the elements of the Aron that we are to build is a golden crown, a Zer Zahav Saviv, surrounding the Aron. And we find the same Zer Zahav, or the same idea of a Zer Zahav, in Perek Lamed Pasuk Gimel, discussing the Mizbech HaZahav of the Ketores. Says the Torah, where we are in Perek Lamed Pasuk Aleph, we'll start from Vasita Mizbeach Miktar Ketores, that's Eshitim Taseoto. We have to make a Mizbech for the Ketoret. Amar Kov Amar Rachbo, Rabua Yev, Amatayim Komato Mimenu Karnotav. Again, the Torah tells the dimensions of the this Mizbeach. And then the Torah tells us in Pasuch Gimel, again, Perek Lamed Pasuch Gimel, V'tzipito Oto Zahav Tahor, you should cover up this Mizbeach with pure gold. Et Gagov Et Kirotav Saviv Vet Karnotav, you should cover up its corners and the walls. V'asita Lo Zer Zahav Saviv. And again, surrounding this Mizbeach for the Ketoret is a Zer Zahav Saviv, this golden crown. In the third keli, the third utensil in which we find this idea of a Zer Zahav, is the Shulchan, is the table for the Lechem. And here, the Torah adds on something very interesting. We are now going to look at Pasuk Chaf Hei, Perek Chaf Hei, excuse me, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Says the Torah, V'asita Shulchan Atzei Shitim Amatayim Markov Amar Rachbov Amar V'chetzi Komato. Again, the Torah beginning to describe for us the Shulchan based upon the dimensions. V'tzipito Oto Zahav Tahor, should be covered in pure gold. V'asita Lo Zer Zahav Saviv. And again, we find when it comes to Shulchan, this concept, this idea of having a Zer Zahav Saviv, having a golden crown surrounding it. But then in the next Pasuk, in Pasuk Chaf Hei, the Torah adds a certain description or a definition of the function of this Zer Zahav, and says the Torah in Pasuk, again, we're in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vasita lo misgeret, we should make kind of a frame or a guardrail around the Shulchan, Tofach Saviv, Vasita Zer Zahav lo miskarto. Again, we have a Zer Zahav that is supposed to be some kind of a guardrail around the Shulchan, Saviv, around it. So the question I'd like to focus on for the next couple minutes is why, when it comes to the Aron and the Mizbach HaKetoret, do we find no description, no specific definition of what the Zer Zahav is meant for? While when we come and we discuss the Shulchan, the Torah tells us specifically that the function of the Miskeret is to, the function of the Zer Zahav is to be a Miskeret, to be some kind of a guard around the Shulchan. So obviously no good question can be answered without a story. So I thought there's a story which I'm sure I've shared with many of you, perhaps all of you over the course of the years, but I think it's a story that can really help us answer this question of why specifically, why Dafka the Shulchan requires a Zer Zahav Saviv that serves as a miskeret. So we all know the famous story about the chassid that went to his Rebbe to discuss some kind of an important issue with his Rebbe, and as the chassid is sitting in front of the Rebbe about to pour his heart out, the Rebbe reaches into his plate that's sitting in front of him on his desk and he makes a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Machalom Brei Pri Ha'etz, and then he takes a bite of an apple. The chassid, the Rebbe then looks at the chassid before the chassid has a chance to talk, and the Rebbe says to the chassid, he says, I know exactly what you're thinking. The chassid says, you know, you're the Rebbe, so you probably do know exactly what I'm thinking. What am I thinking, Rebbe? So the Rebbe responds to the chassid, and he says, you're thinking, how am I so different than the Rebbe? The Rebbe, he wants to eat an apple, he makes a bracha, I want to eat an apple, I make a bracha. We both really do the same things over the course of a day. What makes us so different? So the chassid nods his head and he says, Rebbe, you're absolutely correct. I was really thinking, how are we so different? We both go through our day doing a lot of the same activities, a lot of the same mitzvos. What makes one different from the other? Why are you any better or any greater than me? And the Rebbe says, I'll tell you. The Rebbe says that when you're hungry, you take an apple and you make a bracha in order to eat the apple. And that's beautiful and that's wonderful. But me, says the Rebbe to the Chassid, he says, I look outside my window. I see the beautiful world out there. And I want to make a bracha on the world. But there's no bracha to make on the world. So what do? I pick up an apple and I make a bracha. I make a bracha not only on the apple, but Rei Priya Eitz, a bracha on the whole world out there. So the Rebbe says, you make a bracha to eat an apple. I eat an apple to make a bracha. And I think the message of this wonderful story is that when we interact with the Gashmi world, the world out there of physicality, we have to make sure that we concentrate on our spirituality as well. And I think that's the message of why specifically the Shulchan has a Zer Zahav Saviv that's supposed to serve as a miskeret. Because the Shulchan, where the Lechem Apanim sit upon, it's that kli that really marks the interaction, the combination of the world of the Gashmius and the world of the Ruchnius, the world of the spirituality and the world of physicality. And it's specifically around that kli that the Torah tells us you need a Zer Zahav to serve as a miskeret, to serve as a guardrail, to make sure that when we interact with the world of Gashmius, we make sure to focus, to remain focused on the world of Ruchnius. So that's why I think the Shulchan specifically was surrounded by Zer Zahav Saviv. So I wish all of us a Shabbat Shalom Umivorach, and we should be Zoche to learn from this lesson and make sure that in all of our interaction with the world of Gashmius, we make sure to make sure that it's fulfilled, that it's filled with the Olam of Ruchnius. Have a Shabbat Shalom.